Long says congressional duties come before those of his campaign.
We have 11 counties in this district, so I'm out working the most effective way that I know of to represent the people. I'm more interested in being a congressman than I am a politician. I don't care about doing the events where you stand up and talk about how great you are and how bad the other folks are. I'm interested in serving the people in my capacity as a congressman.
Speaking to KSMU on Friday, Long says he's been busy conducting other business throughout the district. He frequently cited a visit from the ambassador of Kazakhstan as he arranged to promote Missouri's livestock, manufacturing, and technology. The event was in late August. Long did not mention any more recent engagements. Long is seeking a third term in the U.S. House. His two November opponents have suggested that the Republican congressman's alliance with corporations outweighs his concerns for Missourians regarding health care, education, and renewable energy. Long says he is invested in each issue, but says his number one concern is overregulation.
We've got to peel those back so that we can create jobs. The second thing is spending, get our spending under control. We can't continue to spend 35-40% more than we have available every year.
As the economy continues its slow recovery, debate this midterm election season over how to increase the workforce has been paramount. For Kevin Craig, Long's libertarian opponent, wasteful spending and big government is the primary problem.
So I would be absolutely committed as a libertarian to abolishing unconstitutional, wasteful, and harmful government bureaucracies, which would be a dramatic change from the way things Republicans have been doing it for decades.
Jim Evans, a Democrat, says if elected to represent Missouri's 7th District, he would work to improve the economic situation for the middle class by putting a stop to job outsourcing and negotiating better trade policies.
Right now, we have a terrible problem with our trade policies. We hear our politicians saying, oh, we're negotiating this big trade policy and it's going to create jobs. What they don't tell you is, yes, it's going to create some jobs here, but for every job it creates, it costs us too.
In addition, Evans feels strongly about campaign finance and ethics reform and renewable energy. He says he is reaching out to everyone in the district because he strongly feels a nonpartisan approach rather than to, quote, divide and conquer is what Southwest Missouri needs.
When we go out campaigning, we want to visit with everyone. We want to take a nonpartisan approach. We are, yes, trying to get 51% of the vote so we can get elected. Then when we get elected, we don't want to ignore the other 49%, because the whole idea is to represent everyone in the district, not just the ones who voted for you. There's 750,000 people in this district.
Evans has conducted various forums throughout the community over the past several weeks. On October 14th, Evans and Craig minus Representative Long participated in a debate hosted by the League of Women Voters for Southwest Missouri and the Missouri State University Center for Community Engagement. Craig contends he knows his chance of winning the election is slim, but he has been encouraged by the support he has received. A big platform for Craig is education reform. He feels people are tired of the way government operates, saying the Libertarian Party is about choice and taking responsibility for those choices.
If you give people choices and you give them the freedom to follow those choices, that they'll make better decisions than the government makes for them.
For his part, Representative Long encouraged all eligible Missourians to exercise their right to vote regardless of candidate preference. All 8 congressional districts in Missouri are up for grabs. Voters go to the polls on November 4th. For KSMU News, I'm Teresa Bettman.